Someone's given the example before. We're sitting here and trying to concentrate on what we're doing, and an ambulance goes by, the siren's going, or a fire truck goes by, and what happens? Well, what's going on? Where are they going? What happened? I like the example someone gave that. Some of the ladies may sometimes be thinking about, did I turn that kettle of beans off on the stove? You see how easy it is for our minds to get taken away from what we're doing. That is difficult. There goes Carson again crying and going home. Man, what's he crying about? I just heard him get a spanking. Now, we don't do things like that in the assembly to detract from our mind, but I'm just giving you the example of that, of how hard it is for our minds to get diverted from what we're doing. Now, I'd also point out on that for us to really be considerate of what we're doing and not being a distraction when we don't have to, when it doesn't have to be the case. Right? I like the comment that a lot of times we start with, turn off the pagers and the cell phones. Gives people a chance to remember to turn off our cell phones, turn off our pagers, silent all candy wrappers. You might not have got that. But you see the point in that. To be considerate about what we're doing. It's got to be in spirit. Worship with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Colossians chapter 3 and then verse 16. It's what we're doing. Our heart needs to be in it. Is that important? Our mind needs to be focused to the task at hand? Well, the Lord talked about that in Matthew chapter 15, as we'll look at in just a moment. Make a melody with our hearts. Our hearts must accompany the singing of our voices. Ephesians 5 and then verse 19. Not just going through the motions. Not just saying the words as though they're just empty and don't mean anything. But putting our heart into what we're doing, our mind into what we're doing. God is the object of our worship on the Lord's Day. Open our mouth and sing praise unto Him. Praying and singing with the Spirit and understanding. 1 Corinthians 14:15. What is it then I will... What did he say? Sing with the Spirit. I will sing with the understanding also. Praying as well. Our hearts must be in our worship. Matthew 15. I think that actually should be 8 and 9. Which book has 7. We talked about, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. The Corinthians, due to division and carnality, that word carnality in the King James Version just means fleshly, earthly. Things that had to do with the flesh as opposed to spiritual things. And revelry could not worship with the heart. And they were condemned by Paul. You have the reference for that. And so we understand that it's got our heart has to be in it. We've got to do it with the right attitude, focused at the task at hand. And by the way, crying babies don't bother me. Just use that for an example. So if you have a child that gets crying, usually I don't even hear it up here. Too busy preaching. But our heart has to be in it. The items of worship according to New Testament plan. Build all things according to what? To the pattern. Do we have a pattern as to how they worshiped in the New Testament? Sure we do. Are we at liberty to go beyond that and add some things of which we might like better? What about take away from it? That doesn't sit well with me. I don't want to do that. And so let's just erase that. We can't do that, can we? The Lord's Supper on the first day they met to observe it, Acts chapter 20 and then verse 7, and received instructions from Christ through Paul to do so. How do we know that what Paul was outlining in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 23 through 26, came from the Lord? Well, that's just what Paul said about it now. I want what Jesus said about it. How do we know that it came from the Lord? Oh. Okay, it's recorded. The Scriptures are by inspiration. Look at verse 23. For I have received of the Lord, that which also I delivered unto you. And then he gives them instruction about that. He talks about that. Gives them some information about that. Second, Colossians 3:16, Ephesians 5:19, of which we just talked about Sunday morning. This is the only music provided in the New Testament plan. Singing, singing only. No playing. No authority for choirs, whereby it would be by proxy. That is, we don't allow someone to do it for us. We don't sit back and let them sing while we listen. What do? We sing. That was something that's said to you and it's said to me. Said to all of us alike. Prayer, Acts 2:42. 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 8. So the Bible talks about praying. No doubt about that. They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine or teaching, in fellowship, breaking of bread, and in prayers. 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 8. Pray for all that are in authority, right? 1 Thessalonians 5, 17. Pray without ceasing. Philippians 4, 6. Let your supplications by prayer be made known unto God. But how do we know that the church has authority to pray? Now, all those were in relative to individuals, an individual obligation to pray. But how do we know the church has authority to pray? You ever think about that? You ever find an example of the church gathered together praying?
Peter, when he was in prison that time.
So you do. So is there authority then for the church praying when we're gathered together? If you have an example of the church being gathered together and prayer taking place, we would have authority, right, by example, to be able to do that. Any thoughts, comments on that? I'm saying that is Acts 15. Is it 13? Peter was kept, therefore, in prison. Church was praying. Fellowship, laying by in store according to prosperity. 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2. Acts 2, 42. All those things, by the way, are in reference or in the midst of spiritual activities. Acts 2 and then verse 42. 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2, what did they do? You know, they laid by in store as they had been prospered. So do we have authority when we come together to lay by in store? Sure we do. Do we have authority to do that upon any other day of the week? Suppose we just come together on Wednesday and can we pass the basket in? Why not? Now, there's no authority for that, but we have authority to do that upon the first day of the week. We'll have to stop there. Our time is come and gone. Any other comments or questions? We'll finish this lesson, Lord's willing, next week. Be sure to read those references. We don't have time to do that during